Bryce.
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
I appreciate the ring back. You don't hear many of those anymore.
I know. I always look on the bright side of life, the Monty Python song, and I think they lost the rights for it, so they just threw in this classical music thing instead.
It's pretty good. It's pretty uplifting.
Oh, good, good.
All right, so are you in L.A. now, or is your tour already started?
No, I'm in Los Angeles wrapping up production on season 3 of the show I'm on called The League.
No big deal.
No biggie. Whatever. Just a day at the office.
You know, it's funny. I was just looking up The League on Wikipedia, and it described your character as a perpetually stoned, out-of-work musician. Are you borderline insulted that they gave you that one? Does it hit pretty close to home?
Yeah, because the way they approached me, they were like, you would be perfect for this role. And I'm like, what is the role? They're like, yeah, unemployed, stoner, he's kind of dumb. I'm like, wait a minute.
Let's talk about John Lajoie, the man. It must be tough being a French-Canadian in Southern California. That name must get butchered.
Oh, dude, I get everything. I get, actually, Lajoie, I gotta say, sounds pretty cool.
It sounds sexual.
I sound pretty tough, you know, John Lajoie. But I get LaJoy. I mean, I get LaJoy in Canada as well. But, yeah, no one says Lajoie. I don't think I've gotten a Lajoie straight off the bat ever.
One day, that's
one day, everyone in the United States will learn French and it will become a socialist country.
There you go. So yeah. Let's talk about your viral video guru. That's a good way of explaining it. You have millions and millions of views on YouTube, so I want to dive into that. What was the first video you really released with the intention of it being something special?
I think when I started doing musical comedy, like the first one I did was a song called High As, you know, I won't finish that thought, but, and that's the first one that kind of got around, and it was the first funny song, I guess, I ever wrote, so that kind of pushed me in the direction of musical comedy.
When did you know that things were really kind of getting out of control?
I honestly, the first 1,000 hits I got on a video called Pointless Profanity, the first, I got 1,000 hits on it, and I started freaking out. I was, oh my goodness, people are watching my videos. I got so excited. And then when it got to and thousands, hundreds of thousands, then millions, you know, at that point you're like, okay, is this even real? Is someone playing a trick on me? Am I being punked? Am I, like, on the punked for people who are not known, for not famous people? It's still, to this day, it's kind of mind-blowing, and I'm still kind of trying to figure out what the heck happened.
Do people assume that you're rich based on your YouTube videos?
Yeah, that's the funniest thing. Like, for the longest time living in Montreal, 2 years after, people recognize me on the street, I'm still driving around, like, in my parents' Lumina van that they gave me, 4 or 5 years before that. And, like, it's funny, and, like, taking the bus and everything, you don't make, the internet doesn't give you any money, you know. Now I sell stuff on iTunes, and now because of I'm on the show The League, you know, I make a bit of money and I tour, but the actual putting videos up, you know, I never expected to make money off that. That's just kind of like me having fun and putting myself out there and stuff. There are ways to make money, but it's definitely not like that.
Have you ever been busted watching your own videos in public?
I have. I was on my BlackBerry checking, because when I upload a new video, I like to see how it's doing and how people are responding to it. And then, like, after, like, a week or so, I let it go and I don't. But, you know, I'm curious. The first, you know, few days, so I was in the airport and I was looking at my own YouTube page, and a guy came up to me and was like, oh, my God, hey, John. And he said, you know, John Lajoie lives in the States. And he's like, are you? And I was like, yeah. And he looked at my phone and I was staring at my own face, like my own YouTube page. And he noticed, he was like, are you? I was like, oh, yeah, I just uploaded. I look like the most arrogant person in the world, you know.
That's awesome.
And then when I shooed him away and I told him to stop talking to me because I'm a famous person, that didn't help, you know?
Yeah, don't look me in the eyes.
Yeah, no eye contact.
You're going to be in Edmonton on the 26th. You're doing two shows that night, I believe, at the Meyer Horowitz. It's all part of your I Kill People Canadian tour. Are you worried about crossing customs and telling them that you're coming to Canada for the I Kill People tour?
No, you know what? It would be more if I were going into the States for the I Kill People tour. That's why my tour when I'm going to the States is called I Love America, Go USA. That's the name of the tour when I'm in the States.
So what can people expect from your live show? Any full frontal?
It's all full frontal, actually, and I just urinate the entire time. It's a weird, a lot of people don't understand the concept, and I'm just, listen, this is performance art, okay? Just under these bodily functions, I'm showing you my own humanity. But no, it's there's a lot, there's like stand-up, I have a bunch of videos that I shot specifically for the live show. I am going to be premiering a video, first time I've ever done this, I'm going to be premiering my video WTF Collective 3 on this tour. I'm a little nervous, actually, because usually I just upload the videos. I've never shown anyone a video before I've uploaded online. Even my friends see it when I put it on YouTube. And now a bunch of people are going to see it. And I'm going to be there to watch them see it for the first time. And I don't know how I'm going to react to that. And if they don't like it, I may retire. I may end up retiring.
Oh, wow. A lot of questions.